Hey, 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 what's so wrong with a dream? So I had a pretty cool set of dreams last night, I think. So the beginning of the night was a little rough, I might say. I didn't really have any deep sleep, but I was drifting in and out of consciousness, and before I explain the dream, I need some backstory. So, yesterday morning, I had woken up at about 4:30. One second, my car door was open. I had woken up at about 4:30 after a feeling of uneasiness. Might I add, I fell asleep at about 1 o'clock that night. And I had to go to work. I set my alarm for 5 a.m., but I woke up at 4:30. I'm like, whatever, I'm already up. So I get up groggily, go to the bathroom. And it's in the dark, right? And then I walk back out of the bathroom. And I go and turn my side lamp on. And as I turn around to... That's besides the point. So I turn around from the side lamp, which... Then I face the door that I had previously used, and what I notice is a cockroach sitting at about head level on the door where I had just been. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, a motherfucking cockroach. That is not good, because usually when there's one cockroach, there's a million of them. And, you know, if you've been on the channel a long time, you know that I had a cockroach in my room about a year ago, and it was only one. But now there's another one. I'm thinking, what the hell? But, yeah, I got this paranoia that there's cockroaches in my room. So, and it was twinned with another problem. So, you know, you normally feel more comfortable when you got a big blanket that protects you, right? Well, last night, it hit, like, record highs of, like, 80 degrees. And my parents are gone. I'm watching my little sister. The air conditioning's not on. I don't want to touch it. Emma, I'm going to go to bed. So I got all my windows open, got the fan on, but I'm still hot. So instead of using my normal blanket, I got my little mini blanket. But it doesn't cover my whole body. It only covers the... You get the pick. Do you want your feet to be warm, or do you want your upper body to be warm, you know? So, just so you know, I was a little unsafe. So, at the beginning of the night, I had woken up like two or three times. Because I was having dreams of, like, something touching me. Is something touching my leg right now? Or, like, I feel like something just tickled me. And I was like, there's cockroaches all around me. I was just having really paranoid dreams and, like... The dreams weren't really vivid or anything. It was just kind of like me standing up and seeing like a black dot on the wall, and that was the cockroach. Or like having little tiny visions of a house centipede with their little hairy bodies, you know? So I was just in a paranoid state. But I woke up, I think, at about 6 a.m. And then that's when all that went away, and I fell into a deep sleep after that. I fell into a bit of a deep sleep after that, and I had a dream. What the fuck did this broad just do this for? What the fuck was that? Oh my god, sorry, that lady just pissed me off really bad. But I fall asleep and have a real dream. So this dream takes place, I'm working at Walmart. I get a job at Walmart, and I don't really have a job interview or anything. I just kind of show up, and they're like, there's people that I know from like high school that are working there. And I'm like, so like, where do I apply? How do I know where to work? They're like, oh, you just kind of pick. I was like, well, I used to work at Produce at Hy-Vee, so I'll probably stick to Produce. They're like, yeah, we always got shit to do here. And I was like, how do I clock in? They're like, well, you just go up to those, like, we walked into, like, this employee area, and there was, like, this little cubby, like, it was, like, the size of a closet, and we walked in, there's nothing on the walls, and they're, like, so you clock in, you take a coin, and you push it against the wall with one hand, with your fingers, until eventually the coin will pass through the wall. And then when you clock out, you'll just pull that coin back out of the wall. Like, it'll metaphysically move through. And I was like, okay. And then we get the produce, you know, we're doing our stuff. But there's, like, shit going on in the background. It's, like, turned hectic. Like, there's just, there's, like, this big fight between employees and customers. And I'm sitting there just trying to swap fruit and stuff. And then the dream kind of changes to where I'm in a warehouse where there's, like, oh, I don't even know what you would call it. Like, it was high, it was still Walmart, but the ceiling had been expanded by, like, 20 feet. There's big pillar, like, big catwalk pillars or whatever. And I remember I was like, we need to get to the top of the catwalk for some reason. And I was like, oh, I forget how it went, but something along the lines of, I saw this kid that I knew named Diego Montenegro that I went to school with. And we're walking towards one of these catwalks to climb up it. And I was like, is that Diego Montenegro? And he walked towards me and he went, Diego Montenegro, and kept walking. And I laughed so hard in the dream that, like, I don't know, it, like, transcended the dream. Like, I felt like I was laughing in real life. That's how funny it was. I was like, just the thought of someone answering, like, someone greet, like, almost like a Pokemon, like, where you, like, if someone came up to me and they said, hey, Jaden, you want some food? And you'd go, Jaden Dovner. Like, it's just kind of funny. But I don't know. I climb up the ladder, and I remember it's kind of scary because everyone's weight's on it and it's shifting. So I was like, oh, that's kind of funny, I guess. But I don't remember what happened when we got to the top. However, I do remember afterwards, I was at, like, a truck stop / gas station almost with my girlfriend, and we were using, like, a Visa card, like, some sort of card to get, like, it was like a super high-tech vending machine, I guess. Like, looking back, I'm like, I don't even know what that meant, but it was like a high-tech vending machine. And we used it a few times, and then we were on our way back to use it again. And she was kind of ahead of me. Oh, and this, like, this machine is next to a bunch of gas pumps, too. And you use a card or whatever. And so, it's in, like, you know, gas stations have, like, that big concrete roof over them. It was kind of like that, but then the roof wasn't as high up. Probably, like, a 10-foot roof. Roof. And then, there was, like, a sidewall. That's where the vending machine was. Almost like an enclosed area. I don't really know how people were getting their cars in there. But, like I said, we'd done it before, but I noticed that people, it was almost like an arcade, like, people were leaving their cards in. I was like, I was walking by as she was getting to it, and there was a card inside one of the vending machines. And so I was like, I'm just gonna take this card, it's still got money on it, and we can use it for the vending machine. And then, as I got to it, there was, like, this British man and woman. They were like, what are you doing, you bastard? Why are you touching our stuff? And then I was like, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I thought that. And then I made up this bullshit lie. I was like, oh, man, what? Oh, I thought this was ours. And I looked over at Lauren. I'm like, oh, wait, we're not using this? Oh, I'm sorry. And they're like, no, you're not. We know you're lying. You're a bastard. Like, they're just roasting me Britishly. And I'm pissed off. I'm like, fuck these guys, dude. And I'm like, yeah, yap, yap, yap. Quit your yapping. Even though I'm in the wrong. I was just trying to take someone's car. I didn't know that anyone was actually using it. I just, yeah, I don't know. If I had known that they were using it, you know, I wouldn't have taken it. But that's besides the point. So, whatever, we get into this spat with them. And then we finished up the vending machine. And then I'm somehow driving a car with my girlfriend in the back. And there's two people with us. And we're in like a 4-lane highway. And we see this semi-truck pull up that's like just almost all window. And the British people were in it. Like a whole family was in it. And I'm like, hey, it's those guys right there. I'm like, start yelling at them. We're like, fuck you, flipping them off. And then the car, and I'm like facing behind. Like, I imagine you're in the driver's seat and you're just, your head is cranked all the way. I was like facing that way, pretty much facing the opposite direction of where I was driving. I didn't even know I was driving. And the car starts accelerating really, really fast. I'm like, what the fuck? And I turn over and I realize I'm the one hitting the gas pedal. And we're like flying through traffic, somehow not hitting anything. And I am, once I realize, I'm like slamming on the brakes, but the brakes just aren't like, they're working, but it's like anything in a dream just doesn't work the way you want it to. So I'm like slowing down, not very slowly, not very quickly. And then we're somehow just narrowly getting through gaps in traffic that shouldn't be physically possible. And then the dream shifts once again, and we're like in a, almost like the steppes of Asia, like that kind of terrain, with a bunch of large, like, stone monuments to, like, different gods. And we're just driving through, like, this countryside with these two other guys. And at one point, we get out of the car, and we're, like, climbing up to the top of this, like, big hill. And then we hear, like, dogs barking. And one of the guys jumps off the cliff, and he starts getting attacked by these dogs. But, like, it turns into a video game, and he's getting hit points taken off him. He's like, help me, help me, help me, help me. And I'm like, bro, we are going to die if we go down there. And he's like, I still got 3 HP left, come on. So Lauren and the other guy jumped down there, and I'm like, screw it. So I jumped down, and then for some reason, I am now operating like this, I don't know, almost like a Tron-style car, like a Tron-style motorcycle, but they can somehow all fit on it. And so I hop down, I'm like, get on! And so everyone kind of just, you know, somehow, against physics, jumps on the back, and we peel out of there. And then we get to this, I don't even know where we are, we get to like this cobblestone castle, and it's Minecraft now. And we're playing a game mode, and it's like, you're a zombie, kill a human to not be a zombie anymore. And then the rest of the dream was just us running around, and I kill a guy that's a human, then I become a human, then I die immediately, and then that's pretty much where the dream ended. So I thought that was a pretty interesting little dream. But there was another bit of the dream where I was walking outside my house with my girlfriend, and we walked in to my breezeway, the breezeway of my house, and as we were, there was this little boy sitting on a bike, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing, man? And he's like, I'm waiting for, I don't even remember the name, Stephanie or something like that. And we're like, oh. And then I look, and the garage door's opening, which we never had, like, an electric garage door, and nobody would ever really use it anyway, you know? So this little girl comes out wearing like a bikini, like she was gonna go swimming, and she was like, oh, hi guys. And we're like, what's up? And then I guess they were friends. I was like, this is fucking, I didn't question it at all, I guess, which was kind of funny. But there was that part of the dream, and then there was a part of the dream where I was in my room too, just doing random shit. I don't really remember, but okay, I'll end it there. It's a long one.